WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In the mid-60s, in between the start of the British invasion and the domination of progressive rock, teenagers around America were starting bands, rehearsing in their parents' garages, imitating the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, Bob Dylan, and other hitmakers of the day. Some of those bands went into the studio and made one great record. In 1972, Lenny Kaye collected some of those one-hit wonders and some of the great but obscure singles of the period. His anthology, Nuggets, is now considered one of the most important and influential documents of 60s garage rock. Lenny Kaye went on to become Patti Smith's guitarist. Now he's co-produced an expanded version of Nuggets on Rhino Records. It's a 4-CD box set featuring 118 songs, including the 27 from the original double album. Lenny Kaye, welcome to Fresh Air.
Pleasure to be here.
I want to start by asking you to choose a record from the original Nuggets that pretty well defines what the project is all about, a record you still love.
Well, when Joey Ramone had a birthday party at Coney Island High a couple months ago, I strapped on Pushing Too Hard by the Seeds, and I realized it was the first time I played it ever, and it is quite a rockin' song and seems to me to be the very definition of what a garage band should be.
The first time you played it, you mean the first time you performed it?
That's the first time I ever sang it from start to finish, and it's not as easy as it seems, I must say.
Oh, why not?
The guitar break has a certain elemental simplicity, but it kind of moves around in a nice way, and we also amped it up a little bit, so it had a kind of 90s velocity to it. But it's a really great song. It's got two whole chords, and it's got the kind of a spit out lyrics that to me really define what was happening in rock and roll in the mid 60s here in America.
Okay, and this is Pushing Too Hard, The Seeds from Nuggets. That's Pushing Too Hard from 1966, one of the recordings included on the original anthology Nuggets, produced by my guest, Lenny Kaye. Lenny Kaye, what's the story behind how Nuggets was first produced?
Well, I was introduced to Jack Holzman, who was the president of Elektra Records, around the end of 1970. I had been chosen, for reasons that escaped me, to be one of the heavy hundred of rock and roll in Esquire magazine. I was their token rock critic. I think it was because I'd written a favorable review of the Stooges' first album. And Jack Holzman called me up. He was a very literate record company president and liked the input of the press and also did groups that had a certain intellectual edge, like The Doors and Love, the MC5 and the Stooges. And he asked me to be a kind of A&R freelance scout at the time. In the end, none of the groups that I brought him, he really was interested in, and vice versa. But one of the projects he had, and I think it was because he just gotten one of the first cassette machines, was he wanted to do an album called Nuggets, which consisted of those tracks from albums that only had one good track. I think his idea was to clean out his record collection. And he passed it over to me, and I kind of spun it toward the kind of teen bands that I grew up listening to as a wild animal in New Jersey with my own teen band. And over the course of a year, they gathered together these songs that I chose. And the initial list was pretty broad and vague because I didn't quite have an idea of what I was doing. Some of these songs were only 4 to 5 years old. And they got the rights to a bunch of them. And as more and more of these licensings came in, I started seeing just exactly what the shape of the era was about.
What was it about?
Well, it was about a sudden sense of possibility that came over American rock and roll at the time. You had a lot of inputs, a certain sense that you could borrow and steal freely from all kinds of music, that the time of the 3-minute hit single was becoming obsolete, and that a rock band could move into areas of new areas of texture, of sound, of instrumental overkill, and a sense that nobody really knew what to do with all these new sounds and possibilities. You had a lot of bands partaking of the atmosphere of the 60s, and even though the decade is kind of clouded and complete cliche and stereotype now, there was a feeling of expanding horizons.
So what qualified a record for inclusion on the original Nuggets?
In the original Nuggets, it was mostly if I liked it. And my thing for inclusion was that it had to be a really great song that was not quite a major hit, nor a complete collector obscurity. I was very conscious of making a listening album. My models were, on the one hand, the more academic hand, the Yazoo Blues collections, Blues of Southwest Georgia, 1928 to 1932, you know, very scholarly, you know. And on the other hand, when I was a kid, I used to get these Mr. Maestro oldies compilations, you know, 20 original hits, you know, a guy with a motorcycle and some wild babe riding next to him, and, you know, kind of just a bunch of great songs. And so my thought was that, you know, to make a record that was really fun to listen to of these records that were not that easy to get a hold of, or that you had to dig them off records that, you know, the group had vanished in the haze. It was only as the retrospect, you know, as the hindsight grew, that I began to see just how much of a genre I was mining. I think as the years passed, the sense of what a garage band is, you know, that sense of punk rock as it's kind of a borning, you know, became clearer, not only to me, but to the people who heard Nuggets and kind of made it a touchstone for a type of music.
Let's pause here to listen to another track from the original volume of Nuggets. And this is from the group Count Five. It's called Psychotic Reaction. And this got some radio play. I think people who were listening to radio at the time will know this. Tell me what you think this song represents within the collection.
I think one of the major influences on these bands was the British invasion. Possibly because before then, most bands with guitars were kind of either surf bands, very instrumental oriented, or a little bit more like, say, Johnny and the Hurricanes. Again, very instrumental. And seeing a group like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones on Ed Sullivan inspired all these bands to kind of want to be like them. Of all the English bands, I think the most influential on the garage bands were the Yardbirds, because they seemed to push the envelope of sound sonically so much further. They had incredible guitar players, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton early on, and that fuzz-tony sound that the Yardbirds had in a song like Over Under Sideways Down or I'm a Man really turned musicians on in America. You know, again, you're seeing a whole new palette of sound. The Count Five were from San Jose in California, and they really got that Yardbird sound and had a fairly large hit on it. I certainly might not have been in the top 10, but it grazed there. And, you know, that's about all you need to become a rock and roll star for your moment in time.
Okay, here's the Count Five, Psychotic Reaction.
Thank you. depressed, I feel so bad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction.
Psychotic Reaction, the Count Five, from the original volume of Nuggets produced by my guest, Lenny Kay. There's three new volumes that have been added to that in the new Rhino Nuggets box set. Now, just about all the bands included in Nuggets, and I think completely all the bands on Volume One were, you know, white male teenagers.
Yes, and you know something? I only realized just how male this album was right as it was going to press. Because, you know, to me, the female spirit in rock and roll is extremely important. And as a matter of fact, on today's music scene, there are incredible female garage rockers, I could say. The Pandoras, the Pristines from New York, the Donnas from San Francisco. And I really feel like that's a certain element that was missed. There's not a lot of recorded remains left. I only know of four or five actual female bands from that time. But, you know, I do think that is an oversight in the current Nuggets box.
My guest is Lenny Kay. He's co-produced a new expanded 4-CD version of his 1972 garage rock anthology, Nuggets. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Lenny Kay, Patti Smith's guitarist. He's co-produced a new expanded 4-CD version of his 1972 garage rock anthology, Nuggets. Your first volume of Nuggets came out in 1972,
yes.
And now three more volumes have been added to it. Some of the records on those three volumes are records that you would have liked to include on Volume 1, but you didn't have the rights to release them on your anthology. I'd like you to choose one of those records you would have liked to include on the first edition of Nuggets that is now on Volume 2, 3, or 4.
Well, part of the list that was generated for the newer volumes came from my proposed second volume that never actually saw the light of day or even the light of licensing. But there are definitely records that I thought would stand alongside anything on the first Nuggets and actually would flesh out the story. One of them, my favorites, is a group from Los Angeles called The Lollipop Shop. They did a song called You Must Be a Witch. And just it's a great slab of mid-60s Arcana.
Anything else you want to say about it? I think it's going to be very unfamiliar to just about everyone.
Well, it's fairly unfamiliar to me, to be honest. I don't know too much about who the Lollipop Shop were, except this really is about their only stab at glory. And I know the area of the country. They gave it a good shot.
Okay, this is the band Lollipop Shop.
Get to me. Where do you always
The Lollipop Shop. It has a little element of You're Pushing Too Hard in it, don't you think?
They all have a little element of each other in it.
That's right.
I mean, it was really like a sound of the time. And you can hear, you know, the fact that, you know, that feedback, they've discovered the magic feedback. They've discovered this kind of snarled vocal, which is probably delivered, you know, straight on from the Rolling Stones. They've discovered the sense of their own kind of, you know, inner power. And some of these records don't sound a million miles away from, you know, rock as it is today.
Listening back to the Nuggets recordings, what would you say were the most influential records on the bands included in Nuggets?
I would say, you know, things like The Shadows of Night, The Blues Project.
Question mark and the Mysterians. Don't you think that 96 Tears and its organ line is one of the most influential things?
Yes, but you know it's not on the current Nuggets because that song is just impossible to license.
Don't you think 96 Tears, though, influenced a lot of the bands on Nuggets?
I think 96 Tears influenced them. I think, in a sense, they influenced each other. It's hard to pick out one track because it was like a cauldron at the time, and it was spread out across America. I mean, you know, you had, like, in every small town in America, bands that were getting together and learning how to play their instruments and suddenly, you know, seizing the tail of the tiger. I think that all of them partook of a certain sound, and that their time was almost, in a way, limited because the music was changing so quickly. It would, by the end of the 60s, have a whole different feel. Amplifier technology was moving so quickly that, in a sense, the Nuggets bands would sound, their textures would sound differently. People would move from a Farfisa organ, this little toy organ almost, to the big sound of the Hammond. It was kind of, they were caught. I always think of it as, you know, and around 1964, all these bands left one side of the river, and then they're kind of in the middle of the river, and they're being tossed by the currents and everything. When they get to the other side, rock and roll has changed. But I like that middle time when people are kind of a little bit not sure of where they're going and what they're doing with it, and they're just trying to they're experimenting. It's very unpredictable music within its kind of genre.
My guest is Lenny Kaye. He's co-produced a new expanded 4-CD version of his 1972 garage rock anthology, Nuggets. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Lenny Kaye, Patti Smith's guitarist. He co-produced a new expanded 4-CD version of his 1972 garage rock anthology, Nuggets. The song Hey Joe was included on the original edition of Nuggets, which you produced. And then that song was also on Patti Smith's first 45.
Yes, that's true. There is some.
I mention this because, you know, as our listeners may know, you're Patti Smith's long-term guitarist. So make that connection for me between the Hey Joe on Nuggets and Patti Smith's Hey Joe.
Well, Patti always described what we did. Especially, you know, in the pre-Horses time, as we were kind of like Paul Revere riding around saying, wake up, wake up.
But not like Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Well, actually, we, you know, Just Like Me is a great song. It was a sense where we wanted not to lose the spirit of the music that we loved. Obviously, you know, we tapped into a lot of 60s stuff. It was certainly a mythic time for rock and roll, or the rock and roll that created us. We did Gloria, which is probably the classic, quintessential garage classic. And Hey Joe really seemed to tell a certain story about where we stood in relation to the music that gave us energy.
And who did the original?
The original was written by, actually, Dino Valenti, under the name of Chester Powers, for reasons. I believe The Leaves might have one of the original. I know Love covered it. It was kind of in common currency at the time. I chose The Leaves version just because it seemed the most exciting, the fastest.
Okay, and this is from 1966. Hey Joe, The Leaves, recorded in 1966, included on the original version of Nuggets, and also featured on the new expanded box set. Lenny Kaye was the producer of the original Nuggets. He's also Patti Smith's longtime guitarist. And that was the song that you and Patti Smith did on your first single together. Patti Smith has started recording again in the past few years. There was a long period where she wasn't recording, and therefore you weren't touring with her. What's it like to be back on the road together?
It's rather wonderful. You know, Patti is perhaps the best performer I've ever seen in my life. I've had a really great position on the stage with her for most of it, so I get to see all the subtleties. And it's really wonderful that she's taking her art out to the people again.
Was it frustrating for you during that long period when she wasn't performing?
No. To be honest, I never thought that we would perform again together. We had done our work in the 70s. There was a certain sense of completion to it. We had a great tale beginning in front of, 100 people at St. Mark's Church on the Lower East Side and ending in a soccer stadium in Florence in front of 70,000 people. You can't write a better movie than that. And I had no hope for a sequel. I felt that Patti had gone off and followed her artistic muse, and so myself. But what I like most about the band at this moment in time is that there is a real sense of present to it. This is, we're not particularly nostalgic. We're certainly not into the sense of revival. We pay tribute to our history, but the work that we're doing at the present, we feel, is as valid as anything we did in the 70s. And Patti, of course, is an artist who's here for a lifetime, and her muse will take us wherever she may. But there's a sense that we're really working in this current moment on things that perhaps need to be said.
Why don't we go out with some more music from Nuggets? I was thinking, when I was listening to the new collection, mm-hmm. I had this, the one moment when I experienced this, like, wow, I haven't heard this in a really long time. This really sounds great, was Nobody But Me.
Great tune.
Yeah, and it's like the dance tune on Nuggets.
Well, it's not so different than Shout, and I remember playing Shout in New Jersey fraternity houses for 20 minutes while the brothers did their backstroke in the beer on the floor. But, it's those two chords, a great hit.
Well, let's go out with that from the Nuggets collection on Rhino Records. My guest is Lenny Kaye, who produced the original edition of Nuggets and was one of the producers on the expanded edition. Lenny Kaye is also Patti Smith's longtime guitarist. Lenny Kaye, thanks again. I'm Terry Gross,
pleasure.
And this is Fresh Air.